Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor de Blasio has been discussing the threat of coronavirus. New York has no confirmed cases, but he knows the possibility of an outbreak exists in this country. And the mayor is urging the CDC to not be focused mostly on travelers from China.
I am urging the CDC and the federal government to add the testing protocol upon entry for visitors from Hong Kong, Iran, Italy, Japan, Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, and Thailand.
President Trump will discuss coronavirus when he meets with reporters this evening.
Shortly after returning here to the White House from India, the president tweeted he'll have a news conference at 6 p.m. Eastern with CDC representatives and others. As the virus spreads globally, the president's downplaying its chances of hurting more Americans.
Very well under control in our country.
Not long after he said that yesterday in India, a top CDC official warned Americans to get ready for an outbreak. This morning, the president tweeted, CNN and MSNBC are trying to make the virus sound as bad as possible. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Nassau County officials offered a status report of their own today.
County Executive Laura Curran says remain calm. There are no known cases of the coronavirus in Nassau, adding that the county is ready if the disease hits.
We have 1,000 volunteer medical reserve experts ready.
But there were no specifics on what exactly Nassau would do if the coronavirus showed up in large numbers. County Health Commissioner Dr. Lawrence Eisenstein.
This is still a brand new virus. We know so little about things like the mortality rate.
For now, the county is having 83 residents who visited China within the last 2 weeks voluntarily self-isolate. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Garden City.
A former New Jersey school bus driver is being sentenced today for his part in a deadly mishap on Route 80 almost 2 years ago. 79-year-old Huddy Muldrow pleaded guilty in December to making an illegal U-turn on the highway. His bus was struck by a dump truck. 10-year-old Miranda Vargas and 51-year-old Jennifer Williamson Kennedy were killed. Miranda's father offered a victim impact statement.
I trusted you and the people who put you behind the steering wheel to protect our children. Instead, you thought of yourself. What the hell were you thinking?
Muldrow's son is Ronnie Murphy.
This is just a bad situation. In this situation, everyone loses.
That sound courtesy of CBS 2. More than 40 students were injured in the collision. The sentence has not yet been pronounced. Four NYPD officers are telling their story after stepping in to prevent a man from taking his own life last week in Manhattan.
That's the sound from a police-worn body camera as they responded to a 911 call from an apartment on the Upper West Side. Officer Nelson Gomez, among the four cops who found the son and his mother in distress.
He has a knife in hand, and at which point he dives headfirst out the window.
Officer Eugene Choi grabs his ankle and the officers pull him to safety. They say they're trained for this. Police Commissioner Shade told them, job well done. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
A group of NYCHA residents is suing the Housing Authority. Their lawsuit accuses NYCHA of neglect in creating substandard living conditions at apartment units across the five boroughs. Attorney Jenny Kim represents the residents.
We are alleging breach of contract claims. I mean, these are very clear promises that are set forth in contracts that are enforceable between NYCHA and its tenants. And in those contracts, there were very specific promises that were made that, you know, we have clear evidence that those promises were breached and are continuing to be breached.
There's been no comment from NYCHA. Governor Murphy is hosting a roundtable with students at William Patterson University today in Wayne. He's discussing his proposal for the state to pay the first 2 years of tuition for low-income students at any four-year public college in New Jersey after state and federal grants are exhausted. Families would need to make less than $65,000 a year to qualify.
New students beginning in September, or the semester beginning in the fall of 2021, either freshmen, and so it would cover your freshman and sophomore year based on need, again, using the same $65,000 adjusted gross income for your family.
The cost of the program is pegged at $50 million. Murphy calls it the Garden State Guarantee. Mayor de Blasio signed a bill today that's designed to crack down on reckless drivers. It's a pilot program that will allow the city to take away the car of someone who racks up more than 5 red light camera violations or more than 15 speed camera violations. The mayor says cars in the city have just gotten out of control.
For a long, long time, our society worshipped at the altar of the automobile and worshipped a false idol. And it led us down a very dangerous road, a road of acceptance that we never, ever should have followed.
A seized car would be returned to the owner once he or she completes a 90-minute traffic safety course. A memorial service was held this noon at the National September 11th Memorial and Museum. It's not about 9/11, but the precursor, the terror attack on the World Trade Center on this date in 1993. 6 people were killed. A moment of silence was observed. Family members read their loved ones' names and placed roses on their names on the memorial. More than 1,000 people were hurt that day when terrorists set off a truck bomb in the parking garage of the North Tower. Scary moments in Union Square. Police say a man was pushed onto the subway tracks of the N or R line by a suspect who ran off. This happened just after 9 this morning. The victim was not struck by a train but did hit his head on the track bed. He's now at Bellevue Hospital in serious condition. No word on what prompted this incident. The head of the NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association is defiant in the face of an investigation. Ed Mullins writes on Facebook, "I will not be silenced by threat of discipline now or ever." Internal Affairs is looking at Mullins after a tweet of his blasted Mayor de Blasio following the shooting of 2 Bronx police officers in separate incidents. Mullins said members of the NYPD were declaring war on the mayor and do not respect him. Sources tell the Daily News the investigation is also looking at Mullins' pay and whether he's receiving inappropriate night differential payments from the force while working full-time as union president. Mullins says he's never submitted a request for night differential or overtime while working at the union. Chipotle has reached a settlement with New York City over accusations of unfair labor practices. The restaurant chain has agreed to hire back an employee who had allegedly been fired because she used her sick leave, and she'll be paid $2,500 in restitution. In announcing the settlement, Mayor de Blasio called the idea of retaliating against workers for taking a sick day inhumane. City transit worker Ronaldo Lopez has filed a grievance with the MTA. He says he was expecting 2 weeks off or paternity leave when his wife Elise gave birth to a stillborn child earlier this month. Lopez says he was given 3 bereavement days, but that wasn't enough to be with his wife, and he wanted the paternity leave instead. Lopez and the TWU Local 100 say nowhere in the contract does it state that no paternity leave will be granted if the baby is stillborn. You've seen his work many, many times. Michael Hertz was the man who designed the New York City subway map. It was adopted in 1998 and is still in use today. Hertz died this month. His son says it was natural causes. Michael Hertz was 87.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.